Вітання з Києва.
Hello from Kyiv, dear listeners. Welcome to Radio Ukraine's weekly mailbag program, hosted as usual by Tanya and Andrew and produced by Людмила Судакова.
And as usual, we start with a song. It's Warm Summer Rain, sung by Svetlana Vesna. And let it be a warm reminder of the summer that left behind so many sweet memories.
Ти блукаєш десь поміж людей. Мріях світ нездійснених ідей. Променях небесного тепла. Розгубили всі твої слова. Теплий літній дощ краплями в твоє вікно. Ти не помічай його, ти не помічай. Теплий літній дощ проганяє сон, твій сон. Барабанний дощ вікно, у твоє вікно. Тільки ти надії не втрачай і чекай завжди мене, чекай. Дощ мине і сонячним теплом посміхнуся за твоїм вікном. Теплий літній дощ краплями в твоє.
That was Svetlana Vesna with the song Warm Summer Rain. And now let's have a look at our mail. We've got a shortwave report from Klaus Huber in Bad Griesbach, Bavaria, Germany. He writes that he's been listening to our station since 1977 and that it's good to be able to hear our shortwave broadcasts.
Danke schön, Herr Huber. Your reception report will surely be confirmed with a QSL card, and we are looking forward to more letters from you. It would be nice to have your questions or comments on the content of our programs. This letter arrived from Algeria. The sender is Mr. Tarek Lanani, and he asks for cultural, artistic and tourist magazines and a dictionary to learn Ukrainian. He wants to join the family of our audience.
Mr. Lanani must be a dedicated pacifist. He writes that his hobby is to listen to the radio together for a world free of violence and hatred.
Unfortunately, reports of violence have been massively present in Radio Ukraine's programs since the late fall of 2013. First, they were on the use of force against peaceful protesters in Kyiv, then on Russia's gunpoint takeover of Crimea, and then on military and civilian casualties and mass destructions in the east of Ukraine, where Russia has been waging an undeclared hybrid war for more than 3 years.
But we also tell a lot of other interesting things, so you're welcome to join our audience, Mr. Lanani. We hope to get a reception report from you soon, and if it's correct, you'll surely get your QSL card. As to a dictionary or magazines, we don't practice this kind of communication with our audience, but will gladly answer your questions about the cultural life or tourist destinations in Ukraine.
We have a detailed and correct shortwave reception report from our longtime Canadian listener, Roger Roussel, in Laguley, New Brunswick. He also kindly enclosed a nice postcard with a picture of Annandale Wharf. I guess it's on Prince Edward Island in the east of Canada.
I found it on the map and it looks like it's the smallest of Canada's provinces in terms of land area and population, and the only one without land boundaries. On the postcard, the place looks very picturesque. I wonder if Mr. Roussel has been there, and I wish I could travel to those parts someday.
Me too. I'm sure those waters abound in fish. Let's thank Mr. Roussel for his letter and invite him to listen to more programs of Radio Ukraine International, in which we tell, among other things, about places of interest in this country. We've got another letter from Canada, and it's with two shortwave reception reports, brief but accurate. The sender is our longtime listener Robert Gavin in Ottawa, and he kindly tells us about the annual Capital Ukrainian Festival that recently took place in the Canadian capital city, 3 days of Ukrainian culture on display at a major Ukrainian Catholic church in Ottawa, a celebration for Canadians of Ukrainian heritage, with cabbage rolls, music, dance, history, flags, a gathering for everyone. That's how Mr. Gavin describes the event. He writes that he's been a Radio Ukraine listener since the 1980s, but it was the first Ukrainian fest he attended.
He writes that Radio Ukraine's shortwave broadcasts relayed via WRMI are audible in Ottawa, and that he enjoys our programs describing life in Ukraine. He also began listening more often to our Reading Lounge program. Your news bulletins and updates on the conflict in eastern Ukraine are things I also make sure to hear when catching your signal, writes Mr. Gavin.
Thank you very much for your kind appreciation, and you'll certainly get your QSL card, Mr. Gavin. We'll pick something colorful for you. Another QSL card is on its way to Russia, confirming the correct reception report from Vladimir Rozhkov in Kansk, Krasnoyarsk Territory, Siberia. We appreciate it very much and are looking forward to more.
And in the meantime, let's take a short music break with a Ukrainian folk song for your listening pleasure. It's The Lake, sung by the ethnoband Duliby.
Молодий Степанко, ой, ля-ля-ля,
That was the ethno band Dulibe with the Ukrainian folk song The Lake. In Radio Ukraine's weekly mailbag program Hello from Kyiv, hosted by Andrew and Tanya, and we have a few more letters in our mailbag. This one arrived from Eastbourne, East Sussex, England, and the sender is Mr. Christopher Stacy.
Very regrettably, his hand is hardly legible, and we've only been able to make out half the content or so. We've made out that Mr. Stacy thanks us for the QSL cards he got from Radio Ukraine and values them even more as they are from a nation at war and from a broadcasting organization whose staff members already have more than enough to do and on top of that have to deal with all the anxieties and fears that war invariably brings with it. Unquote.
Thank you so much, dear Mr. Stacy, for your words of appreciation and support. You're right, it's very hard to live and work when your country is at war and when an attack by an unpredictable and much better armed aggressor is constantly looming on the eastern horizon. And we also appreciate words of support from our American listener, John M. Fisher from Chelmsford, Massachusetts. After his detailed and accurate reception report, he writes, I wish to thank you for your broadcasts. They are the only way I can get the news and information about Russian aggression against your country. The world must continue to know this and aid Ukraine in its battle against the Russian enemy. That's exactly what we at Radio Ukraine International are working for, broadcasting the word of truth across the world, and we are happy to know that our word is heard and appreciated.
This email message arrived from our Swedish listener Ulmar Kvik. It's not a reception report, but an interesting proposal. Let me read out some of the message. I was very pleased to have excellent reception of the Russian language service from you on medium waves. Indeed, I think the reception can be very good not only in Russia and Sweden, but in all Europe. So my proposal is to have an hour of English language transmission at 2000 UTC after your Russian service is closing down. The frequency of 1278 kHz is excellent with its strength and the time is favorable for all Europe.
We will certainly forward Mr. Quick's proposal to our technical department, but there is one thing I don't quite understand. What does he mean by after the Russian service is closing down? As far as I know, Radio Ukraine's Russian service is not going to close down.
Maybe Mr. Quick means a one-hour broadcast in English right after the broadcast in Russian. Anyways, his proposal looks very reasonable, and if I were in charge, I'd launch our English broadcasts on all bands. And thank you, Mr. Quick, for the good idea and for listening to Radio Ukraine International.
We have a very detailed and accurate shortwave reception report from our longtime listener Koichi Ikeda, and our QSL card is on its way to Tokyo, Japan, with thanks for these lines. From the news and programs, I very much recognize that Ukraine is in the war. We Japanese, of course, understand that Crimea was invaded by Russia. Japan also has a territorial dispute with Russia since World War II.
Yes, we know about the dispute over the Kuril Islands, and I think there are at least two reasons why the Russians haven't ventured to solve it militarily. One is that they must still remember their disgraceful defeat in 1905, and the other is that, fortunately, there is no Ruskiy Mir, Russian world, to defend in Japan, like they are doing in Ukraine or Moldova, or are trying to do wherever they feel authorized by their idolized president and their hypocritical church.
Okay, Andrew, let's not talk politics and leave it to other programs. We thank all the listeners who have taken the trouble to drop us a line. Each reception report will surely be confirmed with a QSL card, and we are looking forward to more reception reports as well as comments, questions and music requests. And we'd like to accompany our thanks with this piece of Ukrainian rock music. Here is Tinь Сонця, Sun's Shadow, with the sun when the heart is sad.
Коли на серці сумною жити вже не в кайф. Я виходжу подивитись, як вітер з морем грає. Не мов зійшло з козацтва у пекельному бою, за волю побратимів, за святу страждену матінку свою. Заплаче, виходжу у полянь, я почути, як співає і промовляє земля. Розорені степи, і все вже продано давно. Та я є вільний, тому відчую прадідівське тепло. Коли зітхнеш у люті і вже не слід терпіти, згадай, що шлях тернистий, пройти ще мусиш іти. Виходь у своє місто, виходь у рідний ліс, зроби свій чин пред тими, чий подвиг дорогий тобі до сліз.
That was Teen Sonsia with a song When the Heart is Sad in Radio Ukraine's program Hello from Kyiv, hosted by Andrew and Tanya. And we go over to our rubric Discovering Ukraine. This time we'd like to tell you about a very unusual place located in the south of Ukraine, 100 kilometers southeast of Kherson, near the northern neck of the Crimean Peninsula, and it's a lake.
It's in the middle of the area which the ancient Greeks called the Lemurian Sea, that used to wash a mythical continent with a highly developed civilization before flooding it. The lake called Rozhevo, pink, is unique for its pink water and shores of snow-white crystals of salt. Some of them are quite tall and resemble stalagmites. The lake is very small, just half a square kilometer, and very shallow, just 4 feet in the deepest place. It's fed by rain and subsoil waters. It owes its pink color to rhodophyta, red algae that generate beta-carotene.
The locals say the lake appeared in 1969, when a Soviet Air Force fighter jet crashed in that place and the crater was filled with salt water from underground springs. In fact, according to archives, Ukrainian Cossacks used to travel to the Rozhevo Lake back in the early 17th century to heal their wounds.
Yes, the lake is famous for the healing properties of its highly mineralized silt and water, which is very salty, even saltier than the Dead Sea in Israel. Salt concentration in the Dead Sea water is 27-30%, and in the Rozhevo Lake it reaches 45%. The Rozhevo Lake is known to cure rheumatism, arthrosis, and other chronic diseases. But it's not only for health reasons that people come to the Rozhevo Lake. Its snow-white shores and the pink water produce an unforgettable impression, attracting tourists to this picturesque place in the South Ukrainian steppes.
Now it's time to wind up this weekly program Hello from Kyiv, hosted by Andrew and Tanya and produced by Lyudmila Sudakova. We'd like to remind our contacts. Our postal address is English Service, Radio Ukraine International, 26 Khreshchatyk Street, 01001, Kyiv, Ukraine.
Our email address is englishservice@nrcu.gov.ua.
Our phone number is 380 country code 44 city code 239-9541.
We are looking forward to your letters, dear listeners, and we are leaving you with a song Fairy World, sung by Anastasia Baginska, Ukraine's entrant at this year's Junior Eurovision Song Contest in Tbilisi, Georgia in November. Enjoy it and so long.
So long.
Кожен час і кожен день казка кличе знов тебе, щоб здійснилися світлі бажання. Синій птах співа пісні, цвітять зіроньки ясні, там скаче принц на білім коні. І завжди бере
Music from Ukraine, a regular Sunday program that features the best music bands, singers, musicians of this country. You'll be delighted by masterful performance of classical music. You'll hear stories of prominent Ukrainian performers and interviews with them. So, welcome to Music from Ukraine.